Are you ready to find your strength and take control of your life? Do you want to learn to love yourself and improve your relationships with your loved ones? I can help you remove toxic people and change negative environments so that you can begin to thrive and live your best life. I'm going to give you the keys and the tools that you need to succeed on your journey and reach for your dreams to make big things happen for you. If you're ready to start now with your spiritual development coaching, I'd love to help you. 3-week and 8-week programs start February 15th. Let's book your one free hour discovery call today. Spots are available this coming week. Hit up the comments below and see your link to book now. Hello and welcome, my lovelies, to the D Word. I am your host, Deanna Butcher, spiritual development coach. This season, we are diving in deep and we are talking all things spiritual. It is time to awaken, illuminate, and transform your life, my lovely, and I am blessed you've chosen me to be your guide. Let's dive in. Hello, lovelies, and welcome to the podcast. Today we are talking about signs you are a healer. This is one of the questions that I get quite often as a spiritual healer myself, an intuitive and psychic medium. So, signs that you are a healer. So what is a healer? A healer is someone who intuitively has the desire to help others, who might see the things in other people that maybe those people don't see in themselves. Right? There's a deep desire to help others and to connect with them and even connect with themselves. So a lot of the times we'll dive deeper into some of like the main ways that we know we're a healer. And these aren't all of the reasons, or ways that you can tell if you're a healer. But these are some of the main things that you would experience. You don't have to experience all of them to be a healer either. And certainly if you have something that you've experienced that's not on the list, we would love to hear from you. Talk to us and engage with us in the comments below, or you can certainly hit us up on the Facebook page where we go live multiple times throughout the week and we talk about things like this and we answer viewer questions and all kinds of good stuff. We interact over there. The links are below to join us. We'd love to see you there. So some of these signs for a healer. That healer is, again, someone that's really emotionally connected to themselves. They often will have a lot of emotions, experience a lot of emotions, be very empathic. And so empathy is more than just, you know, that mother's intuition or loving and caring for other people. It goes way deeper than that for someone with that spiritual journey, that personal gift we've been given to heal our communities and the world around us. So someone who would be spiritually empathic, we not only are experiencing emotions in ourselves and we might be a little sensitive, you know, we might have that kind of energy. Not only do we feel our own and we feel it at a deep expression, we feel other people's energy as well. So we feel what they bring to the table, what they emit, right? And you'll notice that in the workplace, at school, in your home, at public places, right? And public places can be the worst for an intuitive or for, you know, certainly for someone sensitive and empathic. Because you're coming into the world, you got your own shit going on, and then you're out in public and every single person that's there has their own shit going on. And it can be, you know, both that blessing and that, not a curse, but like it can be really difficult to go through. So not only do you feel their pain and their emotions and the struggles and the things that they're thinking, right? Because we pick up on their thoughts. We pick up on all the things that aren't being said. And not only can it be that negative, this can also be really beneficial in the positive. So a lot of times empathics like to work with kids, like to be young elementary school teachers. They like to surround themselves with joyful things, joyful, high energy things, because it feeds our souls. So we're often really sensitive to that as well. So when we're around folks and children with their open minds and loving energy, and they are full of bountiful love and abundance, we feel that too. So that's why we often will say, you know, find your tribe, right? When you realize that you have some, maybe some issues or some blockages around empathy and how to control it, surround yourself with really good people that have good energy, you know, and then it helps to boost your own energy and you can feel that coming within you. And it really is a beautiful experience. So we can choose how we filter through that. And we'll talk about that towards the end of this session. And I think it's also something that I want to create a whole other podcast for. So, you know, this episode will be going out on Monday, the 10th of February. And so maybe on Wednesday, I'll have the part B to this, really, of to say, well, how can we then control it when you're a healer? So we'll do that. We'll talk today about what it means to be a healer and an empath. And then Wednesday, so come back, stay tuned, and tune into then how we can control these things. I think that's a good way to work this week together. We feel that empathic energy, and it can both be in the positive and the negative way. So we want to surround ourselves with as much positive energy as we can, and, you know, and try to deal with, and again, we'll talk about this on Wednesday, but deal with the understanding that we can control the flow of energy, and I'll teach you how to do that. You know, another way that we know that we are a healer, an intuitive, a psychic, a medium, is through vivid dreams. A lot of people will go, you know, their day to day and they won't remember or won't even think they dream. You'll even hear people say, I never dream. And you'll be like one of those people. It's like, my God, like I get played out by my dreams. I never feel rested. So those vivid dreams can be, you know, answers to your prayers, right? So maybe you've prayed, you've manifested, you've meditated in the evening or even before bed, and you have that routine of that prayer saying, look, I'm grateful for these things that I have in my life. I need help with, you know, A, B, C in my life. And we let it be, right? We let that energy release. And so many of us that are healers and intuitives, we dream all night long. We will remember most of our dreams because they're the answers to the things that we need guidance on. And even if you don't ask for guidance, you get it. It's your spirit team, your guides, God, the universe, you know, coming to you and helping you and guiding you because they know that you can see them. They know that you are there to listen, that you're here to learn, and you have a deep desire to understand the world you live in. So you'll start seeing these vivid dreams. And sometimes, depending on your own energy and what your fears you're working through or your triggers you're experiencing, you might even start having night terrors and things like that. And they can be so vivid that you believe that it's true. And usually we'll see like the night terror thing happen to children because they don't understand, you know, when our children are intuitive and empathic, which more so nowadays, most children are because they're open, right? The veil is still thin for them because the world hasn't tainted them or changed them yet. So they still have an understanding of that energetic space and that energetic world. So they will dream very vividly and they'll have a vivid imagination. They'll be excited and they'll remember everything, right? And a lot of times because it can become very overwhelming, they'll often have night terrors. So that's a sign in children, if you have children that are intuitive. And then certainly if you are, that kind of emits that kind of energy as well to the people that are around you, because the more sensitive that you are and more empathic that you are and the more energetic flow that you have, those that are closest to you are going to start remembering. And that remembering is, you know, the awakening process of coming into our spiritual selves and understanding the world we live in. So there's going to be a lot that you begin to see. It's not just the vivid dreams. It's the eye-opening and the awakening that happens in these spaces and in your world and the information that you get and that that you receive, but that you also process. So it's very vivid. So it's not just your dreams. It can be your daydreams as well, your meditations. Things will become very clear. And it's really cool because when you begin to lean into that and you begin to heal and you begin to really absorb yourself with that and pay attention, not only is it vivid as far as details and conversations and the answers to your prayers, It's even the ability to see with your third eye, that intuition. You will see colors, and I swear, you will see colors you've never seen before. The greens, the blues, the purples, the reds will be more vibrant and more depth than you've ever seen before. You'll begin to dream in different, even like technicolors, and there'll be more dimension to it. You begin to see the world very differently. And when you begin to see that in your dreams, it begins to flow through in your day-to-day life, in your reality. So the trees will be different shades of green, and you'll see it very in depth. You'll see the juxtaposition between the trees and the sky and the ground, and you'll be recognizing these things more. And you'll start to see the energy around them as well. So, you know, everything has that energetic field. So you might begin to see colors, you know, the aura of all things living. So you might begin to see those things as well. So it really can be a beautiful, magnificent awakening when you begin to become more aware of those things. Now, when you're a healer, an intuitive, a medium, and you don't know that yet, it can be very, you know, it can create a lot of anxiety, to be honest. You know, many of you have heard my story, you know, too, where I was intuitive. I could, you know, I had a lot of experiences when I was a kid where I would see things of the future. I would just know things. I would know about my teachers and the things going on in their lives. And I would just know things about people. And I was just little. And so that was more of like that vivid imagination, the curiosity, and it was kind of written off. And then when I was 20 until I was about 30, because I was about 29, when I started understanding then who I was and what my abilities were. Up until that point, there was a lot of anxiety. I was not sleeping. And I say not sleeping because it was 45 minutes to maybe 2 hours every night. I'd be awake for 2 days before I'd sleep again. Like, there was a lot of things because I was afraid of sleeping. My body was tired, exhausted. I was feeling things that, you know, I couldn't understand. And I was hearing things because once spirits or, you know, and even the spirit on the spiritual plane, once they know that we can see them, even if we don't understand what that is yet, when they know that they can be seen and heard, the floodgates open. And so you're hearing everybody. So when you're in the store and that being empathic, you know, coming back to, you know, feeling other people's energy, not only are you feeling other people's physical energy, you know, I'm not just feeling yours, I'm feeling and hearing and experiencing the energy of your spirit team and all your loved ones, your ancestors who've passed, everything. And it begins to show as a video playing above your head, because I see it visually above your head. So within a few moments, I can see everything you're experiencing, understand who you are, see what's running through your body at a moment's notice. So just a quick connection and it comes. And so I was going out in public and not realizing what all of this was, and I wasn't controlling it. I didn't know that I could. I didn't know what it was. I thought I was going crazy. And then even when you start hearing things and you start hearing voices, you'd be like, man, it's loud in here. Like, and you even find yourself shouting. Like, I was a loud speaker. I always talked loud. And it was because there was so much noise going on around me of speaking and talking that I myself couldn't hear myself speak. So those are other things that you can begin to recognize within yourself. And even if, you know, you're listening to this and you think maybe your children are intuitive or maybe your spouse is intuitive, these are things that you can start beginning to listen to. You know, and that being said as well, when I talk about the hearing and trying to weed out the sounds, you know, one thing I've even recently learned that isn't normal. And so if you do this, please tell me. I've always, when I've listened to music, when I watch TV, I watch a movie, I absorb any sort of content or courses from my teachers, anything. Anything that I hear, I repeat to myself in my mind. Now, when I was little, I used to just sit there and mumble all the time. And as a kid, you're just told to shut the fuck up, right? He's like, stop it, be quiet. So then you just start, you say it less outward in public, and you just start saying it to your head, in your own head. So that's really energetically draining when you are listening to you listen to music, or you listen to a podcast, or you're listening to the news. Not only am I listening to it, but then I'm repeating it in my head as though I have the same script that they do, and I'm even saying it in their, you know, whether they have an accent or their tone of voice, or I feel their emotion coming into that conversation or that teaching as well. So I'm feeling them empathically. Then I have a personal connection to these people. So the broadcasters, the, you know, the actors in the movie, and I take on their energy. So their excitement, even their own personal energy that you don't see in the movie. It's whatever they're going through in their personal lives. So you begin to see all these things and feel all these things, which can make watching TV or movies really hard to handle because you're so oversensitized that I get up a lot, and I didn't even recognize really why I was getting up a lot. You know, even in a movie theater, I would still get up at least once and leave. We don't go to the movies very often. I think I could probably count on both hands how many times I've been to the theater. But I even avoid those kinds of places. Because then the noise is too loud. Like the sound is too loud. I don't like surround sound either. Because it's too much, right? Because then I get the sound, then I'm hearing it, and then I'm making that same sound to myself because you're hearing, you know, the vibrations, and you're feeling it, and you're hearing it, and you're emulating it yourself. Like, it can become very oversensitizing. So I usually can only handle a few things at once. So if you're also, you know, experiencing this, like you've got the kids running around and they're loud, then you can hear the dog playing, and then, you know, you got music going on, there's TV in the background, and then you're trying to work, you're hearing your own thoughts, like all of these things, and you're hearing all their spirit team and maybe any spirit that's coming through the home because they just walk through the home. you know, I've done my best to set boundaries and stuff where spirit knows to walk around the property, but, you know, all of these things come at you and they happen. So you know, you're experiencing so much distraction that it can be very overwhelming very quickly. So like loud noises running around through the house, like all that. It's like, stop, 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 like just stop. Because then your mind gets to the point where it's so loud and jumbled, and it's like having, you know, 10 to 20 tabs open in your, you know, your internet browser, and you know exactly what's going on in each one of them. You can hear it. You're absorbing all the information. So you got to close those tabs down to focus at least on one or two things, or you're going to go batshit crazy. So those kinds of things, if you're feeling overwhelmed and anxiety and ADHD, some of you might even be diagnosed with ADD and ADHD, and take a look at those things, because if you are clearly understanding what's going on in each of those little mental tabs, and these are some of the symptoms that you're having, it's less about the ADD and ADHD and more about your spiritual connection. So we can lean into that and change the way you handle energy, and you won't struggle with those things anymore. So those are some of the things that we're going to talk about on Wednesday's podcast and how we can, you know, deal with those things. But those are some of the big things. And not every medium or intuitive is going to have that mental state, you know, that I've just expressed. We all do things differently and feel things differently. I myself, and so many of you will relate, especially if you're empathic and intuitive and you're a healer, you take on the pain of other people, whether you know them or not. So you walk through the store, and if somebody's limping, or you might just feel back pain, and then all of a sudden you're taking on back pain. So walking from one end of the store to the other, where most people would just walk through the store, people like us don't do that. We can't just walk through the store and ignore things. We begin to take on pain. Someone's nauseous, we instantly feel nauseous. If somebody is, you know, has joint and knee pain, arthritis, migraines are the worst. And for me, when it comes to migraines and being exposed to other people with migraines, it even will trigger my own migraine, because I'm used to have chronic migraines and have them often. And now I don't so much anymore. Because I've dealt with a lot of, you know, the anxiety and that kind of thing. So I don't really experience migraines too often, unless I let myself get depleted, right? Like if I get burned out, or I've been in, you know, public place after public place and, you know, running around doing all these things, or, you know, a lot of travel, things like that, I can be very overwhelmed and oversensitized. And that's when the migraines kick in, and then they'll last 3 or 4 days sometimes. But those things can be, for the most part, controlled. And if you feel like you can't control them, you just don't go anywhere. Like, I've become a hermit. And that's another, even a sign. It's like, you become a hermit because you really get to the point where this is too fucking much. Like, you begin to resent your ability sometimes because it takes so much from you, and it really has to be a purpose. It really has to be worth it to you because you take on so much physically and even mentally. And then you'll see things that people have been exposed to. You know, you see them be, you know, sexually abused, or you see children that are being abused, or you've seen them hold their child as a child passed in their arms, and you see it and you feel their pain when you talk to them. And so some of those things just leave that mental imprint. It's like, you've seen it now, and you feel what it feels like. You know, when spirit has passed, I can taste blood in my mouth. I've know what it feels like to be shot. I know what it feels like to be stabbed. I've been burned. I know what those things feel like because spirit shares that with me. They come into my body and I take on that pain. So, you know, it got to the point where then I do maximum 2 sessions with clients a day, just so I have the ability to heal in between, because it can be a lot. And honestly, the physical pain's easier to heal from than the emotional pain. So, you know, when many are coming and they're experiencing great trauma in their lives or loss, grief, you know, that does sit with you. And I've done quite a bit of work on understanding and learning how to tap in so I can understand, but I don't have to take the energy on and feel it myself. And it certainly doesn't have to stay with me. But there's just some things, you know, you have kids of your own, and you can relate maybe to some situations. And even when you're a healer, and if you've been through a lot yourself, you start helping people. And maybe, you know, and I shared on my last podcast that, you know, I've been a survivor of a brutal sexual assault. So when you see other people go through that, it triggers that for me. And sometimes that can take a couple of days for me to recuperate from, just because of the mental state. It throws you back to the time when that happened to you. And oftentimes a lot of empathic people, people who've been chosen to be healers and, you know, psychics and mediums, we do go through these things. Doesn't mean that this is the prerequisite to be a healer, but many of us will have a lot of trauma in our lives because it's an opportunity to understand how people behave, how they feel, what they carry, so that we can truly help them. And I've seen that as a blessing, the things that I've been through, and I understand that I've given that the weight so that at least I can understand people. I don't have to carry my trauma anymore. I don't have to be that person who consistently lives in trauma so I can help others, because I've been through it, so I don't have to carry it. I'm not my trauma. I'm not that person that has to carry it. I don't have to be the victim in order to maintain the understanding to help others. And that's only something that I've really understood over this last year, was because I had to let things go. And I kept telling myself, and even I was told, as I was being taught how to be a healer, it's like, you went through these things for a reason, and they need to be with you every day so you understand people. And that's not the truth, you know, and we'll talk about this for sure on other podcasts, and, you know, we'll talk about this on Wednesday, the importance of healing from things, because you don't have to carry them to help others. You've experienced it. We can understand the whys. We can go through it and we can move through it. And that's how I help people, as I help you move through it. And then even, you know, in our courses and programs that we have through the coaching, we take you through the understanding so that you don't have to live with it anymore. You know, so there's a lot of options. So if you're sitting there feeling like you're frustrated or that you're going through these things and you don't know why, you know, reach out to me and I can, you know, pair you with, if it's not myself, then I have other people that I can send you to from all over the world. So, you know, don't feel that you have to sit there and maintain the victimhood in order to be understood or in order to be empathic and help others. We can control this. You know, another big thing that is more on the lighter side too, and sometimes it can be really funny because you never know what you're going to hear. You never know what people are going to say, but we are beacons for crazy people. And it's not just like, you know, off-putting people. It's people that are just have the oddest shit to say, like very random, diarrhea of the mouth kind of people. And it's as though that they don't feel validated in their own lives. And they don't feel validated or heard in regular social, you know, places, right? They could be considered annoying people to many in the workplace or, you know, even in the family. And yet you'll see them out walking on the street and all of a sudden they'll stop you and they'll tell you every annoying little tidbit about their life. You're like, dude, I don't fucking know you. And it's like we're beacons for this, right? And it can be funny and it can be somewhat entertaining because you never know why someone's going to just start up a conversation. It's because we emit the empathy, right? We emit that. But there's this understanding that we are a safe place. And so that we are a listener, that we are a healer. And they won't even know why, right? They don't have to know Deanna Butcher, spiritual medium, to engage with me. They just do. And we were walking downtown in Edmonton. This was a few years ago when I was starting to really uncover and show my husband, like, watch this. Like, this is what I deal with in public. And because I hadn't really thought of it as being odd. I just thought I'm a nice person who can't say no and I'll just let people talk, right? But it really was something to witness. And we walked up, we were in Edmonton in Alberta, Canada, and we were walking down White Ave. And White Ave has some very eclectic people and unique people. And then there's amazing places. You know, there's all kinds of bistros and bars and restaurants and all kinds of cool artisanal things and galleries and all kinds of cool shit. And you can walk up and down and spend the whole day on White Ave just kind of experiencing the atmosphere and the culture that's there. And we spent a date day. And we walked up one side and kind of popped in and out of these stores and stuff and then walked down the other side. And it took us probably an extra hour to 2 hours longer because people kept stopping me and just talking to me. And so we would be, you know, at the stoplight waiting to walk across a crosswalk. And this lady, she starts with us and she just walks out of wherever the hell she was. I don't remember where it was. And she had some mental issues. She was clearly stressed out. She, you know, had some affordability issues as well. Like she was talking about how she was having difficulties with money and she was trying to help her sister, but her sister, she was explaining her sister's a deadbeat and like all these problems she was having. And she just started blurting it out. She just walked outside of the store, walked right alongside us, walked, you know, the next little few feet to the corner and just started dumping. And I just listened. And my husband's like, why the hell do you know this person? Like trying to figure out kind of quietly to himself, like, why is this person saying this? And then we cross the crosswalk and she keeps pace like foot to foot. And I'm no longer walking with Jason. I'm walking with her now. And we continue right through the whole next city block. We hit the next stoplight. She stops. We start talking. We keep talking and talking and talking. And she's talking all about these problems that she has. She's like, I don't know how I'm going to deal with my sister. I don't know how I'm going to cut her off. I don't know how I'm going to do all these things. I think I need to turn her into the cops. Like all these things was just blurting out, right? And then we go another block. And she gets to this third block and she's like, you know what? I know what I'm going to do now. She's like, and then she realizes who she's talking to and that she is really talking to someone because the whole time I never said shit. She talked for three blocks. And she gets the stoplights and she's like, oh my God, I never talked to people like this. And then she was kind of apologizing. I'm like, hey, don't worry about it. It's okay. I understand. I said, it sounds like you figured it out and, you know, great job. You'll feel better today. And she's like, well, I already feel a lot better. Like all of this weight is lifted. And then it was as though she had to take a moment to recenter because she's like, where the fuck am I? Because she wasn't supposed to walk that far. And so it's funny because sometimes spirit will put me in people's places just to be there to lend a listening ear or to give advice because I'll hear when I need to say something to people. So I know that spirit's in limbo, that they're always utilizing me to put in other people's paths. So instead of avoiding it, I just lean into it and I say, well, okay, I'm to be of service right now and I might not know why. So I just wait for the answers from spirit to deliver to the person that needs it. And so if you find yourself doing that and there's like this knowing that you just need to listen to these people, and it can become overwhelming because it's like, I just I just need to go to the bathroom. Like, just, I'm walking across West Ed because I just need to go to the bathroom. I don't want to be stopped, right? But it happens. And, you know, and you'll see that quite often. And certainly in grocery stores, when you're in the lineup, you'll see all kinds of things and experience things, right? So that can be part of the entertaining part, because, again, you never know what people are going to say, right? Or what they'll admit. Like, it's funny. It's humorous. But there's this comfort that they feel knowing that they can talk to you, right? And so, yeah, again, they'll likely apologize. So people will always, like, they'll always have, like, that saying. It's like, I never talk to people about this. And then it's like, you'll see the flushness hit their face when they, like, tune back into the reality and understand, oh, my God, I just told you something really personal. I'm so sorry. And they will always apologize. And it's kind of humorous to see them, like, click back into reality because they just needed that safe space, right? So that's part of the fun part of it, and just knowing that you're there for people. And it does make you feel good. So lean into that if it does happen to you. And, you know, and we talked about this as well over on the Facebook page about how when you begin to be more intuitive, you do begin to just understand things about the world, and you even become empathic to the world's energy as well. So, you know, not just what you hear in the news and, you know, the conspiracy theories and all that stuff, but, you know, you really do begin to feel the earth's vibration and the frequency. So you'll begin to feel, like, I know for myself, and if you felt this before, I'd love to hear from you. You know, what kinds of world disasters and events have you felt and knew were happening before they happened? There's a lot of things that, you know, that I've felt, and you get this surge of energy before earthquakes, even though we're in Canada, you know, and it's not like I'm near any fault lines or anything like that, but you feel it energetically when the world starts to shift, when, you know, and that happens, and things, even same things with, you know, that happen, you know, in space, you know, solar flares and planetary shifts, the moon, like all of these things affect us energetically. So, you know, it's not just the world of all this shit that goes on in the world, but it's what happens to the earth, what happens to our tides, what happens with earthquakes and volcanic action and all these things, right? So we begin to be really empathic to that, and even like forest fires and natural disasters, hurricanes, like there's a lot of power and energy that happens that needs to be generated for those kinds of things to happen. So a lot of us will feel that, you know, up to 10 days before these events happen, and you can really predict it with quite accuracy. You might not know exactly where in the world unless you're intuitively told or you can see. But yeah, like you begin to see it. And that's part of even the vivid dreaming, as you begin to dream these things too. And we'll talk about how to, you know, tone that down as well on Wednesday when we talk about how to handle these things. But yeah, so those are just some of the things, you know, and you'll have like the normal things, like the heat in the palms of your hands and your feet, because energy flows through there. You get the ringing in the ears, that kind of thing. And we can talk more about that, the physical things that happen on Wednesday. But I just wanted to talk to you guys, you know, about signs that you are a healer, an intuitive, perhaps a spiritual medium. And I'd love to hear from you. What are some of the things that maybe I didn't talk about that you can understand and that you experience on the day-to-day? And how did you handle them? We'd love to hear from you. So hit up the link below to check out the Facebook page. Send us that friend request. Join the group. I'd love to have you a part of our tribe over there. And it's certainly an opportunity for you to pop me a message, even if you want it to be anonymous. You know, pop me a message, send me a question, say, hey, this is what I'm experiencing. How can I go through it? And, you know, and if it's a question that I know a lot of people can relate to, we'll make it a podcast. And we'll talk about it on a go live. And that's what we do. That's what we're here for. So I love and appreciate each and every one of you. And so blessings to all my healers out there. And maybe if you're just realizing what all the crazy shit you're going through is, and you've realized that you are a healer and an intuitive, welcome to the Magnificent Club. It's a beautiful place to be, and I'd love to hear from you. So thank you guys so very much for tuning in this Monday. Many blessings to each and every one of you. We will see you again on Wednesday. Do you feel disconnected, discouraged, and downright lost when it comes to your life? You're not alone. We feel this way when we know that change is needed, but we just don't know where to start or even how. I've helped thousands of lovelies over the years overcome their challenges and live their best lives. Now you can too in my easy-to-access spiritual development coaching programs. For when you feel off your path, taking the scenic route, well, because life happens. Be it a separation, divorce, fight with a family, job or career change, whatever it is that has you off in the brambles, I'm going to get you back on path in our 3-week reboot program. This will have you understanding the why of it all. We're going to heal from it and get you quickly back on your spiritual path to balance, peace, and success. If this sounds like you, book your free, no obligation, 1-hour discovery call, and we will see if this program is for you. You can find your link in the show notes below to book now. I look forward to hearing from you, love.